You don't have to turn with me, but one more. John 14:6, the Gospel of John, says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, before we move on, we must remember the context with which these were spoken. And written, for that matter. Both of these passages were spoken to Jewish people. In the Gospel of John, Jesus was responding to a question from Thomas, which was, how do we find you after you die? Jesus essentially says, I will be with you and I am the only Messiah. This is the best you get. Don't look any farther. I'm it. Period. Don't look for another one. In Acts, they're speaking to the Jewish leaders. They're saying the same thing. This is the Messiah, the one we have always looked for. There will be no other. Do not waste any more time looking for another Messiah. So, how does God look at other religions then? Well, let's humble ourselves in God's position. How would you look at people who were longing to know you and to love you in the best way that they knew how? They might not know your name, but their heart was reaching out for you and trying to live according to what they knew from you was true. How would you respond to these people? Would you condemn them to hell? Or would you reach out to them and love and apply the work of Christ in their life? Even if they didn't understand. If Christian missionaries, and this has happened over and over and over, if Christian missionaries had gone to some remote village, by the way, did you see the new tribes that were just found? And they were throwing arrows and shooting arrows at the airplanes because they didn't know what they were. They put war paint on. And when the airplanes came back over, they were trying to shoot whatever that was down that was in the air. Yeah, we still have them out there, folks. But if missionaries had gone to some remote village and mistreated the villagers instead of loving them, and the people rejected Christ because of the example that was given to them, but they still wanted to get closer to you, and they still loved you, the one that they understood as God, what would you do for those people? You see, the answer that we as Christians should have for the world religions is this: teach me. Teach me what you have learned about God. Let me learn from you. Let me listen to you. Teach me. Then let me share with you what I have learned about God through Jesus Christ. Let me love you the way Jesus loved you. Let me show you my understanding. Let me tell you my understanding of the nature of God, the work of God, and how God loves you. And when we begin to do that as Christians, when we begin to look at other people as having sacred worth that God speaks to, we have a chance to learn more about God and grow in grace. You see, a prime example of how we do this is in Acts 17, our scripture for today, and that's why I chose it. The Apostle Paul didn't stand on one of their street corners and say, "You're all going to hell, you need Jesus," did he? How do you feel when you walk, maybe some of you haven't, walking down the city streets in New York or Atlanta, wherever you go, and someone standing on the street corner and say, "Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. You're all going to hell if you don't." How does that make you feel? I don't know about you, but I quickly find walking the other direction, don't you? And I'm a Christian.